This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The United States Attorney's Office, the ATF, and Denver Police are working to eliminate ghost guns. That means a gun is privately owned and does not have a serial number. People who aren't old enough or can't legally buy a gun are still getting a hold of the weapon. That's according to police. The Department of Justice says thousands of privately owned guns are on the streets. Hundreds are linked to murder and homicide investigations. Lawyers from the University of Colorado's Innocence Project say a Colorado Springs couple was wrongfully convicted more than a decade ago for intentionally starting a house fire. CPR's Allison Sherry reports fire science shows it was an accident.
Tim and Deb Nichols were sentenced to life without parole after prosecutors say they started their house on fire on purpose with Goof Off, a common household cleaning product. Anne-Marie Moyes from the Innocence Project says new fire science disputes that.
And then, in fact, Goof Off can be definitively excluded as the source of the xylenes. It could not have been Goof Off. It absolutely, categorically does not fit the profile of Goof Off.
In addition, Moyes says prosecutors relied on a witness who has been discredited in fire science. The current Colorado Springs District Attorney's Office is reviewing the application. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
University of Northern Colorado President Andy Feinstein and his son were caught in an avalanche near Breckenridge over New Year's weekend. Feinstein was partially buried and survived the slide. His son did not. Funeral arrangements are being planned for the 22-year-old. Avalanche danger is high in the mountains. That's due to fresh snow and strong winds. In the mountains, snow is in the forecast overnight. This is CPR News and KRCC.